Welcome to the Performance Health Podcast. My name is Tim Caron. Today we got Coach Tim Riley of Riley Performance. If you're not familiar with Coach Riley, he has the Coach Him Up Podcast. He has Riley Performance, a lot of programming. He has some amazing insights on building an online brand that maintains your authenticity, your integrity, but also really differentiate yourselves from the rest of the pack. This is an amazing episode. I'm so fortunate to have Coach Riley on. This was fun to talk about and fun to go into some really interesting details around building out your online presence. Hope you guys enjoy. Unlock your potential as a strength coach with the Foundations course. Are you ready to take your coaching to the next level? The Foundations course isn't just another checklist or to-do list. It's a transformative journey that focuses on key models and skills that make great strength coaches. It will help you develop into the best version of yourself. In this course, you'll dive deep into essential concepts such as what do you want? Why do you want that? How are you going to get that? We're going to develop the motivation to develop the skills that are prerequisite to getting what you want. We're going to maintain motivation through practice. We're going to master communication. We're going to work on application through developing a coaching business and a 1-5 and a 10-year plan. This course is designed to be specific to your needs. You'll learn at your own pace, diving into what matters to you. Each lesson is paired with an interactive workbook and a corresponding module. You'll get a copy of the Foundations workbook and a copy of How to Become a Strength Coach to make a deeper understanding of the lessons we're going through. Why choose the Foundations course? Develop a personalized coaching strategy that's tailored to you, your wants, and your needs. Build the skills and knowledge needed to become the strength coach you know you can be. Map out a clear 1-5 and 10-year plan to stay on track for long-term success. Receive hands-on resources to help integrate learning into your coaching practice. The best coaches aren't born. They're made through consistent learning and development. This is your opportunity to become the coach that you know you always could be. Start your journey today by purchasing the Foundations course.
Oh no, oh no.
Okay, here we go. We got Coach Tim Riley. Hey, thank you for being on. Appreciate you being here. One, excited to have you on. We'll have a whole little talk about who you are. But what I want to open up with is all the cool shit you have. And from training programs, working with athletes, working at the gym that you're working at, the podcast. So start off, first question, how do you come up with some of these ideas?
Dude, thank you for having me on first. I really appreciate it. And God, I wish we could have recorded the last 20 minutes before this podcast started. Actually, that audio can never leak. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I wish that I could say it was like because I'm a natural creative or like I'm somehow, but it's not something like that. I want to do things I'm interested in. And if I'm not interested in it, ever since I was little, if I had homework and it was in a class and I thought that class sucked, guess who didn't do their homework? This guy. If I loved something or if I was passionate about it, the hyper-focus was scary, right? So I have the ability, like if I'm super interested in something or to dive right in. And so I think if you look at where I'm at professionally, like the products I have, the podcast, it's all come from this place of, I just want to go after it because it's exciting and it makes the days that eventually do feel like hard work, because that's in there, a little more tolerable. I can take that medicine and know that like I'm moving towards something that is really exciting for me.
So, well, let's start with the cheat code.
Yeah.
Would you say that's your flagship product?
For sure.
Yeah. And it looks cool. It looks like a really fun training environment. Now, with that being said, you're working with your athletes, you got magic in a bottle,
yeah.
You got something remarkable. People are excited about it based off maybe social media engagement. Is looking at that reaction from doing posts, and that's like the genesis of, hey, I'm going to actually create a product off of this, or is it your athletes, people you care about around you, your inner circle saying, you need to get this out to the world? What first step occur for you?
All right. I've had to work in sales in the past and hated it. But one thing that I picked up on very quickly is that if I believed, or if I was doing or walking the walk, the thing, whatever the thing was, I wasn't selling anything. I was just sharing my experience, and I could be genuinely enthused. And I say all that to say, Cheat Code was born because it was just a system that I had begun to use with the athletes I was training in person. And it was just the scaffolding, the outline, the sort of prism that I had formed over years of just like orders of operations and things that I felt like you want to prioritize to get the most out of training to improve athleticism, generally speaking. And so cheat code was like, it was the easiest thing I had ever written from just like a nuts and bolts perspective, because I was already doing it. I was like, oh, this is what I'm doing. And then the cool thing about that, Tim, was like when it came to like branding, or particularly like creating content around it, like I didn't have to, and I still don't have to, manufacture this program or this thing. It's easy. I just pull out my phone, I record it. I'm like, here's what we did today. If you want to train like this, guess what? You can. And then also, and I would say side note to all that is like having integrity regarding that. As time is like, the cheat code that people are doing right now is not the original version. There have been updates where what I'm doing in person, I'm like, oh, you know what? There are some things that I want to swap out here. Here are some things that, based on new information that I'm getting in, like I actually don't know that I like where this is being prioritized, and I update it. And I don't even announce that, dude. Just whatever version of cheat code people buy, that's the newest version of the way I'm thinking.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now you know that you have a product. That step from there, it's the, what kind of platform do I want to be on? How do I sell this? How do I create a call to action? How do I create marketing around it? Walk us through some of the step-by-step. Do you just like chip away at it? Like it's a big abstract mess and you just start to slowly start knocking stuff out? Or is it very pragmatic of, all right, first we got to build the product. Second, we got to build the landing page. Third, we got to build the call to action marketing plan. And then we got to fill out like the, what platform we're going to actually be on. What's the step-by-step process on that for you?
For sure. So the first program I ever did was the knee pain program, which you can still find on my website. And the program itself is good, but the branding, the promoting the product, talking about it was all dog shit. It was so bad, really honest. Like even the program itself, if you were to purchase it, it's literally just a Word doc with just like the sets and which is fine. But I say all that to say it's been a learning process and mostly just blindly feeling my way through the dark, frankly. Okay. And like, I was able to, now I've always been a consumer of other people's products and training. Always. I love it. It's one of my favorite ways to learn and it's fun. I like to train. And so I was able to frankly look at all these programs I'd purchased from other people and some of the things that they did to promote their product, the things that I liked, even down to the organization and the way it was presented. And Tim, I'll say, and to answer your question point blank, if I look at it, what's the next step I have to take? Like I know at the end, like I have an idea of where I want things to be. And obviously like when you create a product, or I'll speak for myself, when I create a product, I want it to be as successful as possible, period. I want to have as much impact as possible. And I'm doing it because I want to work less in person, right? Like I want this to be a revenue stream. For me, if I try and look at the entirety of the picture on top of just, and if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming there's a good chance you're a coach and you have a busy life. And when I look at the entire breadth of everything that actually does go into what I've learned to be like a successful campaign to launch a product and continue to curate and maintain the health and longevity of that product, like there's creating a logo, there's writing the program, there's understanding the technology and the software on the creator end and user end of whatever app you're housing, or if you're going to do a PDF, then it's okay. Am I going to have a content plan around this? Am I going to run ads? If I'm going to run ads, then I need to film those ads and I need to A/B test those ads. And so real quickly, it moves from just, oh, I'm just going to create this thing and throw it up there, which is what I did with the first program. And that didn't work very well, but in making the next program, TKO, which was a program I collaborated on with my now girlfriend, Kelly. Shout out TKO for helping me seal that deal. But like every program.
Was that the pickup line there? You want to put in the program?
In hindsight, it was definitely part of it.
You go collaborate, put together a product, and you
need to. Yeah, I think we should do this program together. I don't know.
Strategy right there. Oh, like, you'd win-win, and you could find love, and you can create a great standalone product.
If you're listening, when you're lonely, this is quickly turning into a relationship and mental emotional. Ask her to do the program with you. No, but no, seriously, every program I've done, I've gotten a little bit better. And I'll say, I'm knowing how important at running ads, creating content that does a good job of telling the story of what the product is. I think also like doing the program myself for a long time and getting results. Like okay. I'm out here, like I'm crash test dummying myself on this thing. Cause many a time I have purchased a program from a coach. Cause when I buy it and I do it, Tim, I don't care how mangled I am. I'm following that program the way it was written, like a lunatic. And many times I've purchased a program and I'm like, oh, this coach didn't do this program when they wrote it, but they definitely didn't do it.
No doubt.
Yeah. Survival.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, but the journey of creating ads, creating content, like it all happened perfectly, particularly with Cheat Code. Cause I got to this place in my career where I was like, okay, the in-person training stuff, I feel good about that. I know that I'm going to learn new things. New ideas are coming my way, but I know I'm well past the beginner phase. Like right. I'm not looking around at my peers and saying necessarily someone is like so much smarter than me or knows something that I don't. Like I just got into that place where I was confident in my abilities. I know that I have more to learn and I always will, but I'm not like, I arrived and developed my own philosophy.
Which is a good segue, because when I was looking at your website and I was looking at all your offerings, I immediately got this anxiety around, God dang, man, this is such a more polished presentation of your offerings. And there's a lot to be said around just that's end product of multiple years of refinement and learning and growing. But there's the immediate reaction from a strength coach. It's insurmountable. Like it's too daunting to get to 100,000 followers and have a web page that is very seamless, one-click purchase your program.
Yeah.
Like the most of us get on WordPress, put together a website and realize how unintuitive it is. And you're getting traffic, but you're getting people stopping before they even actually get to the value of your website or whatever you're trying to sell off of that, which I'm sure you went through that process. And I'm assuming that you're constantly scouring and looking around, okay, what are some of the other similar comparable products doing out there better than me? Walk us through that process of maybe the classified as imposter syndrome of the feeling of you got a great product, you know that it's good, you've seen it work 10 times over or 100 times over, 1,000 times over. And then you get it to this critical juncture of, and I always talk about it, the person that doesn't know you, will you buy your stuff? And how do you get them? And if it's inconvenient in any way, or if it's a more than necessary, tedious process, you lost them. So with that like process of looking at that, how do you handle that maybe insecurity around just working through that process, knowing that you're never a complete process?
Yeah, man. So I think it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, just as like a principle where it's like, I have to take what is the next step I have to take that's going to get me to where I want to be. And oftentimes, Tim, too, it's like, I don't even have necessarily, like I have an idea of what I want things to look like, but I've also learned to not be so rigid and concrete about what that has to look like. But yeah, like, coming up in the performance world and realizing that I don't want to just work on the floor for the rest of my life. I love training. It's going to be a part of my life. I train in person still. I'm going to probably for the foreseeable future, but forever? Look, man, I don't know if that's what it's going to be for me. Yeah. But yeah, like I looked at people who were having success, and someone who comes to mind right now is Paul Fabritz, right? Who's in the performance space, who is really, I feel like, elevated. Bobby White. Do you follow Bobby White? Do you know who Bobby White is?
No, not.
He has a system called Good Drills, and it's for basketball specifically. Actually, now I think about it, they're both basketball guys.
Sure.
But my God, where they are and where I saw where they started and just all those things you touched on, their websites, their products, the way they talk about the things, how excited and how much you can tell they really believe. And they truly believe it works, and they can prove that it works. And you touched on the end product, Tim. People aren't going to like this, but I've spent so much money And so doing my own research, trying to do things on my own, doing whatever I can on my own, but not being afraid to pay other people to, because I didn't build that website. I had to pay someone. I said, here's what I want. These are the confines here. And then constant back and forth. I have been willing to spend money for help. And man, like when you don't have a lot of money, it's really hard to spend money. But I've also learned that it takes money to make money. And like sometimes those financial gambles, I'll give you an example. To close out this year, I started working with a marketing team, more specifically on having an email campaign.
Yeah.
When someone purchases a product, having a follow-up email sent to give them discounts on other products. And because that, I was just at that place where I was like, okay, like I've got these basic systems in place. I feel really good about them. I don't have the time to do this stuff on my own. I want to pay someone else to do it. Tim, the ROI on that investment was not, I probably lost $10,000 over the course of 4 months working with this marketing team.
Yeah.
Only to discover.
Or intimidating.
That, but what I realized was like, oh my God, 90% of what they offer that I thought I couldn't do, I can do.
Yeah.
And I'm actually totally capable of doing on my own. So sometimes that's the lesson, but it's a valuable lesson. And it hurt.
Well, it's DIYing it, like I could probably cobble together some sort of solution for something that breaks my house versus just getting someone in there knows what they're doing and they're fixing it 10 minutes. You know, like I could probably do that if I was just more disciplined or more focused.
Well,
I don't have to worry anymore.
Exactly.
That's off my plate.
Yeah. Which, so there have been times where it's like totally worth the investment. Other times, like the one I just mentioned, where it was probably a case of me just like wanting to not do the work.
Yeah.
And selling myself on the idea that if I have someone else who's better at it than me, that the ROI will make sense. And that was a gamble I missed. So not every decision I've made has ended up with necessarily tangible, positive net outcome.
So comparable for music, right? We got a guy like Prince who can do anything. He can do start to finish the entire album. And then you maybe got another performer who's just an amazing singer or songwriter. They're going to need a team. But like the process, I think we undervalue the creative process in writing a program.
Yeah.
Like you look at Cheat Code and the reach that has and the amount of people that's positively impacting that. And that's what you described before, constant revision. And that, hey, this is the first version or iteration. And now looking at it 3-4 iterations down or 4, maybe even more, you know, that creative process, and you freed up your time from not working on email campaigns, drip campaigns. Even that one thing for strength coach listening out there, when someone purchases something, having a follow-up email so they don't get buyer's remorse or you don't get an immediate email, like I haven't heard back, I want a refund. That is devastating.
It's
absolutely demoralizing. But like just that simple, thank you for purchasing.
Yep.
Here's your access code. You want more information or here's some other products. No pressure. Go through Cheat Code. Have a great experience. Tag us, comment, like all those things. Just make sure that you have a community built off of that. You freed yourself up to make that better. But that goes into my next question, because you have a new program coming out.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited because I'm seeing the actual creative process and you're going like the launch and you're giving the visuals. How long do we need to stick with the product? So is it, hey, Cheat Code, Rich and Massive Apex, and then starting to trail off? Or it's, okay, I got to keep pumping out hits. Like, I'm a hot deal right now. I got to come out with my next album. So I got to come out constantly with stuff. So walk us through that process when you're thinking about the next product that has to come out.
Yeah, you touched on a couple things I want to cover. The one being like Cheat Code. It's okay, do I have a pressure to like the new next thing or put out a new single, so to speak, stick with the music theme? And so much of what I've learned about the process of creating programs and trying to grow a business online and is making sure that like I'm able to serve people in a specific way. And what Cheat Code, I feel like, has done a great job of and will continue to is if someone wants to commit to a program for a certain amount of time and just generally try and improve qualities, that's going to be a really good bet for most people. And frankly, like my audience, the most people who are doing it are like other trainers and coaches who just want to be like, hey, what's this about? But mostly like high school athletes, right? And then I get some like pro guys, some rugby guys in Australia here and there, women's rugby team. I get the cool looks, but like for the most part, that's it, right? With this new product that I have coming out, And this is something and by the way, cheat code, it's a one-time purchase. You get access to it for life, right? You can run that 10 weeks back whenever you want. With the new product that I have coming out and sitting back, I know that I want a subscription-based product, something where, Tim, I like to train, right? I don't just work out. I fucking train, man.
Yep.
And I'm not making a roster anytime soon, but I love the process. And so that's what Power Trip is going to be. And that's like the tagline I've come up with. It's stop working out, start training. And I haven't fully committed to the way I'm going to do training blocks, but as of right now, I'm going to have 6-week training blocks. They're going to have a particular emphasis on a particular quality. For example, like I'll probably kick it off with a hypertrophy emphasis, but there's going to be athleticism all throughout it, right? You're always going to sprint. You're always going to throw. You're always going to jump. But that first 6-week block, and then what that does is, okay, you get to train for 6 weeks. We're all going to get more jacked and more athletic, hopefully, right? And then that's going to roll right into a quote unquote strength block, but it gives me an opportunity to do the same thing, get better at those qualities. And then I get an opportunity to create content around me doing that, like easily, because I'm doing it, right? And also too, like, instead of just marketing the same thing over and over again, I can say, listen, strength block starts next week. Get with the program. Yeah. Literally, like I'm going to say that, get with the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then like it can move through this cyclical ebb and flow throughout the course of a year, and people can hop on at whatever time they want. They're always going to have access to any of the previous workouts or previous blocks. You can just spam a block that you've already done it for as long as you want. And I'm going to try, I don't even know what price point I'm going to do yet. Somewhere either $19.99, somewhere in there, but it's going to be like community based and try and set up challenges and see who can hit the best PR. It has to be video evidence. The best PRs for that training block, find ways to make it fun and competitive. So yeah, that's the new program launch. And yeah, like that clip I posted yesterday was literally the first version of the logo and it's in its animated form that I saw. Right. And I've been working on it for the past 2 weeks with my video editing guy. So I'm so excited.
That is, man. So that's a really interesting segue because there's a couple things I really dive into with you on that. I think it's a great opportunity to talk about the podcast because what you're doing is building a community, so to speak, which is the hardest thing to broker when you're not face-to-face or you know that when you're in front of your athletes, there's a camaraderie, there's a kinship, there's a relationship form versus this wall that's created when you're doing stuff remote. Send you a program and you'll give me some feedback. And usually the best clients are the one who's most self-sufficient, never send you anything. Like, can you send a message? Like, you're doing all right? Thumbs up emoji. Great. Keep rolling. Let me know if you need anything.
And then
there's another group that's peppering you with messages and they're the ones yearning for community.
Yeah.
But with that being said, is it like there, it definitely, all right, can I build systems to create that subscription model for recurring revenue, all that good stuff? But the bigger thing is I'm putting in now continuous work after the purchase. They didn't just purchase this $150 program and go off and do your thing. It's a lot of interaction. So that process of community, now you're building a full suite of things, right? So if I'm looking through the org chart of Tim Riley training, you have standalone products. Hey, get this, don't worry about it. There's nothing like recurring. I'll send you some other offerings, but there's no pressure to buy anything else versus this recurring thing, which ties into your podcast of you have a continuous loop of great coaches, show you and Zach talking and just being you. And then the next level of now you can follow that up with the train them up and the dynamic of I'm documenting my life and you can become part of it and join that journey. Is that the full circle of this? The moment I know you talked about doing a seminar with the Coach Them Up podcast. So you have a lot of things. That's the part where I was really excited to talk to you about. You just always have really cool ideas and you're willing to take that risk and you're willing to put yourself out there. That process of now, when you look at Tim Riley training and what it means, is it coming together the way you imagined?
So better than I imagined. And it's funny because it's been that adherence to just what's the next step, what's the next step, what's the next step. And like a lot of the stuff that I've had so many experiences in my life where it's like, there's a thing, I want it, and I can force my way to make it happen. I can do it. But almost always it's not right because I've manufactured making this thing happen. And like, I find for myself, like the best things in life are a combination of working towards goals and them opportunities presenting themselves when I'm prepared to take that next step, as opposed to me just like bowling a china shop, just trying to make it happen. And that can be hard to reconcile and navigate and understand. It's a skill in and of itself. Nobody means perfect at it. But yeah, the podcast, for example, was something that I wanted to start. I tried to start in 2020. If you go to my personal YouTube page, you can see I have 3 episodes. One with Daniel Bach, one with Jake Tora, and Grant Fowler. And it was what I wanted Coach Him Up and Train Him Up to be, where it was like, we interview and it's like a podcast for 20 minutes and then we work out. And you teach me the way you like to think or how you would train somebody, right? Because that's what it comes down to is, Tim, I just want to learn from people and I want to do cool shit. And I want to be the guinea pig. And it's, oh, like you really love weight releasers and you like an eccentric emphasis and that's important to you. Great. Load them up.
Yeah.
Put me under the bar, babe. And let's find out. Yeah. And so Coach Him Up has the podcast. Now we started 4 years later. And what happened is like, I'm working at a gym, a podcast studio moves in and is renting space from said gym. And I was like, oh my God, I literally, all I have to do is walk upstairs. It's perfect. So everything that I was doing between the time I wanted to start that and the time now where I've been able to do it. And here's the thing, Tim, hindsight's 20, you know, who's to say that if I hadn't stuck with it, then that it's not the biggest page on YouTube. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't. But what I can tell you is that the experience I'm having right now doing it, I wouldn't change for the world.
Mm.
And it's been fantastic. And so, yeah, it is building the community that I want and that I strive for. Like, I want to be connected to other coaches. I want to learn from them. I want other coaches to be excited about hanging out with me. Like, if I make that same call 4 years ago and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm going to fly to you. And I don't have any microphones. Oh, and also, I'm just going to bring a tripod and my phone. And I know you don't know me, but I'm probably going to spend about 4 hours with you. Is that okay? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think I forgot the original question, actually.
Not like, well, that, how Tim Riley brand is just all coming together. And what's the next step from this? Or let's really dive into Power Trip and keep building up the Coach Mel podcast. Keep feeding into the cheat code, the process. Like, you got an enterprise now, if you really break it down, with a lot of different revenue streams, a lot of different people, probably zeroed in on your target avatar of who's buying Tim Riley stuff or who's listening to Tim Riley. That process of this thing that you created is now evolving into something that, like, it's easy to probably give an elevator pitch. So let's go hypothetical. This is a fun exercise. I always find this one interesting.
Phil,
you're back at home. You're Nashville, right? You're talking to a friend that you haven't seen in a while, and they'll all go on social media, and they're like, what are you up to? How do you explain that?
Honestly, in an effort to try and practice humility, I usually, and because have you ever met someone and they're like, yeah, I've got a podcast, and I'm working with, even though it's true, the way it can be received is like, all right, whatever, dickhead. All right, pal, thanks. So honestly, it would be, I'd be like, yeah, living in Austin and I'm training and working with mostly athletes and working on my online business and stuff. And that would probably be the extent of it. I wouldn't want to be that guy. You know what I mean? Even though, like, I am very excited about everything that I've got going on. And you talked about the seminar, I will say, so it's still in the works. I don't want to get anyone saying, oh, this conference is absolutely happening. It is, but there are still some things so it looks like the second weekend of June. I've got some speakers verbally committed. Assuming that there are no hitches, it's going to be at my new gym, the C4 facility, and we're going to have vendors and some really cool sponsors, and it's going to be a fucking time. The emphasis is not just the conference, but we're going to have a blast. So just, that's a little teaser. No one try and look up tickets yet because you can't.
Okay. So let's say hypothetically that's happening. Just let's just say in a perfect world it's happening. That's a seminal event for the things that you've created. Like it's the annual thing that it's building to it. And they're going to, hopefully the cool speakers are going to bring some amazing people out and a ton of people excited about it. But the other part, this is your tribe that you've cultivated and created. And there's going to be a lot of people coming just off the pretense of, if Tim's behind it, I'm in. I don't care. Like, I'm excited about it. Tim's got it. He vouched for these guys. He seems to be there bringing value. Let's go. I've been doing cheat code. I'm doing power trip. I'm all in. That like seminal event, like that's your Comic-Con. That's the final level here. Like that's a cool thing, man. And it's always an interesting thing with it's easy to listen to a podcast. It's easy to download a program. The final step of all right, now I got to fly out there. I got to pay for admission. I got to go there. Like the other part of the event planning, which is always amazingly challenging and logistic. Yes. And get ready for vendors pulling out or catering,
yes,
screwing up, everything is going to go wrong. Everyone's excited to be there. And that will be a fun expression of everything you've created and how you foster this relationship with people you probably ever, there's probably thousands of people you haven't met in person who are listening to your podcast, doing your program, and just having that face to face, man. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. You obviously have an invite. I don't even know if I should say this on air, but I'm going to be sending out a small amount of tickets before the release. Opportunities for coaches. Tim, your name is all over one, baby. So just know that you are on the list, my brother.
Yes. I can't wait, man. Which is awesome. This is great, man. Thank you so much. A lot of cool things to unpack here. If you're a strength coach or just a coach or someone who's training people, Tim, what's the most important thing to, let's talk about that specific strength and conditioning coach that is feeling trapped, yep, feeling like they're in a corner and they have no lateral movement, upward movement. They see all these other coaches building their brand. Where should they start? Is looking at other coaches and trying to replicate that? Or is it just start putting shit out there and let people get excited about you?
I made a post the other day about how posting and taking social media seriously has changed my life. And dude, it has. It absolutely has. I wouldn't be doing some of the things that I'm really excited about right now if it wasn't for that process. And ultimately, I think it's cliche, but like getting uncomfortable, being willing to post and maybe posting isn't your thing, but like I'll say the things that have really changed the trajectory of my life is where I live. So like the people I want to work with and the people I want to be around, I was able to find here in Austin, Texas. So where I was living before, I did not have access to those things. And it was like a stalemate. Like I was just stuck. So if you don't have access to the people, whether that's athletes, other coaches, facilities that don't reflect who or where you want to be, that's something to consider. So like,
well, I thought the Range of Strength podcast you did counters that.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it counters that a little bit.
But
recover was an excuse, I guess, was my point there.
You can do that. It's like gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
But that's also not a death sentence. Yeah. To your point, and that's what we talked about on the podcast, like, he lives in fucking Nova Scotia, dude. Wonderful place. By the way, big Canadian fan. Just every Canadian I meet, they're the most lovely. There's nothing going on there. Not the way of performance or SNC. But, like, he's built an entire brand just from posting consistently, pushing himself in training, and then over time, years and years, perfecting his craft and finding his tribe. And like, I've done both. Like, I was able to move, meet people, get into the situations and learn what I wanted to. And also, I started taking big swings on social media and making products, even though they sucked and the advertising sucked. And the way I launched it sucked. And then I did it again. And anyone who's a non, so to the non-SNC person, let's say you're the trainer listening, like everyone knows, and even in SNC, it's a war of attrition. Someone's going to quit or someone's going to get fired, period. And that's your chance. It's the same thing if you're a trainer at Lifetime. You know, the guy who's been there 5 years, he hooked up with the front desk girl. It got ugly. He gets fired. His clients have to go somewhere. And if you've been crossing your T's and dotting your I's, it can be you.
Yeah.
Same thing in S&C. You cross your T's, you dot your I's, you show up, eventually you're going to get a shot. It's the same thing on social media.
Yeah.
And it's in my mind, it's like, all right, I can keep showing up and I can keep doing these things in my physical world. But for me, the upside and the potential ROI on applying that same logic to social media and just taking the swings and taking the swings and taking the swings, I feel like it's still the Wild West. Like your ability to, because all it takes for you is to find your voice and run into the right crowd of people who support you, that you support, and the sky's the limit.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for this. This is phenomenal. Everyone, go to my podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, share.
Right.
There's the non-subscribers and the subscribers. Like, do it. Matters.
I said it on the podcast. I told you I would, and I did.
Yeah, don't be a window shopper here in the podcast.
Non-subscribers, not cool, man. It's totally
no doubt. And if you want to hear a cool guest, man, subscribe. Like, if you hear Tim calling me again and saying, hey, I need you to come back, man, I'm just running plumb out of people. That's because you're not subscribing, right? So you don't need to hear my life story again. We need cool, innovative guests that are just pushing the boundaries of training, which that's on you, listener.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. This is phenomenal. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And man, I'm looking forward to June, man. This could be an amazing event.
Let's freaking go.